Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. It's episode number 514. We appreciate your patronage. Please consider... Well, a lot of people are fucking me over with this email address. And I got to admit, it's kind of funny. So I'm going to continue to give it out. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Because although these days I exclusively get emails to mailing lists that I do not want to receive. I almost get no emails for the show. I only get emails from the Trump campaign and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That said, I'll roll the dice. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS 8257. That is where you can call us and give us your thoughts on anything we talk about here or anything outside of the realm of discussion. All are welcome. Anything you'd like to discuss, please feel free to do so via that number, 949-464-8257. Additionally, we have a new bonus bride dropping this week, and you're only going to hear it if you subscribe to the bonus content. So you got to click the link in the show notes right now. Sign up, give us $5, and every week you get the bonus show, bonus bri. You get the bonus content that we record here with more of the ribald, crass discussion that we do late in the show. Take, for instance, the Willy Wonka experience that opened in Glasgow, Scotland. I wonder how Jerry Butler feels about that. The world's most well-known Scotsman poonslayer. I wonder if he popped into the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, because it was pretty sad. It would have been a lot happier if Jerry Butler was there. We're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about the subway surfers in New York City that got caught having sex on top of the 7 train in Queens, which, respect to them. All of that stuff happens only for the people that subscribe to the bonus content. So click the link in the show notes, subscribe there, or go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page, or my Twitter, which I'm infrequently on, as I've deleted the app from my phone. And so I just went on right before the show and I see that I may have been slandered on my own after show that I didn't appear on this week on the stereo app on Friday nights by the great Dolomite D, hosted by the great Dolomite D. I'm not as available on Twitter as I used to be. So this is news to me. I've just discovered it. Anyway, I'm joined now by the great Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Speaking of the great Jerry Butts.
Oh, the best.
I read in the past week, they're making a Jerry Butler sequel called Greenland 2. And I was like, Greenland? Yeah, I haven't even seen that
movie. That's where he saves us from climate change.
And yeah, and well, they escape. There's a meteor shower that's destroying the Earth. And he has to get his family to Greenland because that's where they have these underground pods.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon have built their bunkers there?
And yeah, and I got to say, I still love Jerry Butts.
Who doesn't?
But this isn't like Cop Shot or Den of Thieves. This is a tamer rollout of a Jerry Butts movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I see all the time, I turn on we have one of those Roku TVs, and you turn on the TV and it's Not Taken. Liam Neeson stars in Abducted. And it's like, he's made the same movie like 60 times.
Yeah, I still, for the most part, enjoy them. And I have the same thing. I even forget the brand of TV, but you just turn it on and it shows, it always defaults to these like random movies.
Yeah. And no, I agree. I like, of course, in the iconic Has Fallen series with the great Gerard Butler. Of course, there's Olympia Has Fallen.
London?
That might have been
Olympus.
Olympus. Angel Has Fallen, I believe. That's the one where Morgan Freeman's the president that gets abducted.
Is he fishing or something?
He's fishing. And then the bad guy is that one guy. He's in a lot of movies and he's British. And in this movie, he's like a retired Navy SEAL. No. Oh, God. What's his name? Danny something. He's a retired Navy SEAL, but he still has a British accent for some reason. Look, those movies that Gerard Butler does are fantastic. But then I also like when he's the surfing coach in Chasing Mavericks, or he's saving his family from climate change in Greenland. The man has range. He has tremendous range, and he's one of our greatest living actors, and he's a great Scotsman. So
I'm still pissed that the sequel to Plane, is it Boat or Ship?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
He's not in it.
Does he die in Plane?
No.
Oh, thank God. I haven't seen Plane.
It's a good one, and it's on Max.
I'm going to watch it.
It's a very much a Jerry Butts.
Maybe they probably didn't meet his number. So fuck the producers of Plane, because he's probably got. Oh, that reminds me. What the fuck is going on with the sequel to Den of Thieves? Is that the greatest casualty of COVID?
While I'm watching Greenland, did a IMDb deep dive to make sure, just cleaning up any Jerry Butts that I haven't seen.
Yep.
And still says, you know, that's in his to be filmed or whatever. Now, like pre-production.
God. Pre-production still. Yeah. 2024. There's Diamond Thieves in this one. Plot Unknown, a sequel to the 2018 film Den of Thieves. How could this be?
I get you can blame X amount to COVID, but at this point, you don't have a strike. You don't have anything to blame it on. Jerry Butts should be making that movie.
He really should. You know, I never go to the movies, and I saw a movie this weekend.
Which one?
The French one, Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I know of it.
It's very good. Highly recommend it. Very interesting, just ensemble piece that I very much enjoyed. But the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, you know what? This movie's pretty good. But it could use a little bit of Gerard Butler somewhere in it. And I realize he's not French, okay? Which could be an issue. But a lot of the movie, the whole movie wasn't in French. Quite a bit of it was in English, as a matter of fact, which he speaks. So how could they? It's about a guy that falls off his roof. And was he murdered? How can you not have a Scottish investigator show up to be part of the investigatory trial, pre-trial team, and have it be Jerry Butler? Like, do I have to do all the thinking here?
It just seems reasonable that you would have a Scottish investigator.
Of course. Look, if there's a way to get Jerry Butler in the movie, you get Jerry Butler in the movie. It's just right. It's the right thing to do.
I saw a movie that I just wanted it to be better than it turned out to be. I saw Drive Away Dolls, which is, you know, the Coen brothers they don't make movies together anymore. So Ethan made this.
Whoa, what do you mean they don't make movies together anymore? Have they broken up? The Hughes brothers?
No, I think I read a quote like last year when it was announced that this was going to be Ethan's movie, and he said, I don't think Joel is interested in making movies anymore. Something like that. Like, they're going their separate ways. Yeah. He just doesn't have the appetite to do the production or something.
Well, you know, their process is a little different, I think, than other co-directing teams. I think Ethan, he's the one that does like all the camera shit. And then Joel is the one that works with the actors on their performance. So they kind of break up the duties of director. So
that, it had elements of something that I thought I'd like. It was like, mistaken identity, not exactly, but like, then there's bad guys, you know, dumb bad guys chasing after innocent people in a bad spot and stuff. And it was like a buttoned up, they're both gay women. Yep. One of them is Margaret Qualley, what's her name's hot daughter?
Andy McDowell.
McDowell's hot daughter from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yep.
It's her and then like a buttoned up girl who she's like, they're just like going on a road trip essentially, but they're being chased by bad guys. And I just wanted to like it more. And it just, I don't know, it wasn't funny enough or compelling enough. It had to be one of those things.
It's so mid. What you're saying is it's mid.
Yeah.
I'm glad because
I'm a little disappointed.
I'm glad because I never go to the movies. And we're sitting here on Sunday and we're like, let's do something. And I'm like, how about we see a movie? And my super hot girlfriend Shay is like, what's out? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And so I cracked Dune, which come on. Like it's
I know they have that popcorn bucket that people want to fuck, but
oh, what is that? Do you get a pop, you get a like a commemorative?
It looks like a wormhole. I've seen like tweets and stuff that like the rumor is like, well, this looks like something that like Dune nerds are going to fuck the popcorn bucket.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not going to Dune. Obviously, I'm anti Chalamet in every sense of the word.
I don't even know if I dislike him. I put it on while I was doing stuff in the background. Yeah. I was like, well, what's all this Dune? Because there's not many movies out. Like, will I want to see this?
Yeah.
This Dune too. And like, they're talking about spices and they're in the desert. And I completely checked out in like 10. I think it's like
Marco Polo.
I think it's like, you know, the Dutch East India Company, but it's like in the future and they're talking about like spices and they're fighting over something and it's just awful. I seriously paid attention for 8 minutes and then just turned it off altogether in a half hour without watching the next 20 minutes. Like it's awful.
I saw that Zendaya are we Zendaya or Zendaya? I'm Zendaya.
I think Zendaya. I keep seeing the trailer for her as a tennis. Like it looks like there's a spit roast tennis going on.
Yes, thank God. Thank God you're the one that said it. Because I'm all for women's empowerment, but before my French movie that I saw that I very much enjoyed this weekend, there was the trailer for the tennis movie and. Like
spit roast tennis.
Yeah. First of all, she twists her knee and they're like, oh, her career's over. What is she fucking Gail Sayers?
But I know in this day and age, you could fix a knee. But also I have no idea who those two guys are. No. They both have giant ears and are weird looking. And it's like, what are these two weird looking dudes fighting over an attractive young woman? I'm not sure what's going on.
I know. And we live in a time where there's like masculinity is too aggressive. So they have these like effete dudes now that are supposed to be
with
like
giant ears.
Yes. Yeah. That are supposed to be, they're like, ooh, look at this. Like
doing Dumbos.
Like even Chalamet. I heard somebody say, oh yeah, Chalamet kicks ass in Dune. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. He's not, he's a little twink. Like he's supposed to be.
He emotes the sandworms to death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His tears murder the bad guys.
Like, too much salt. Yeah. The worm can't take it.
This is like Lee Marvin is fucking smoking a Marlboro and turning over in his grave. Like what happened to men? When could we put men in things? But I see this, the prequel or the trailer,
the twink spit roast movie,
and I'm like, oh, this is the cutting edge. It's like, oh, she has to retire, but now she's gonna coach. But then she's coaching two dudes, and they full. And she's like, hey, how in the fucking trailer? She's like, hey, how about you guys both go tune me up in the bedroom right now? Yeah. Like, I guess
she pats the bed for both of them to join.
Yes, I'm all for women's empowerment, and women should be able to take on two men if that's something they like. But let's leave a little something to the imagination in the trailer. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot.
I just was angry that these two like odd looking dudes, like Neither should be. You should be fighting over like, you know, the somebody else, not the, an attractive woman.
Well, you know that they get in there and then there's a little, it brushed against me and how about I help place it? Yeah, just let me let me help a little. And then all of a sudden, like, Zendaya's like, Zendaya, even I'm saying Zendaya now. Zendaya's over like in the corner, like, hey guys, I'm right here. Did you forget I was here? I know you're into ears and stuff, but guys, over here. This is supposed to be my party.
Yeah, it's the problem.
Yeah. Okay, before we get into it, you know, I'm a big proponent of our great United States Postal Service, Ed. We have a lot of members of the Postal Service that listen to this show, that are friends of the show, and I support them. And I use the Postal Service whenever I can.
It's a wonder.
For 63 cents, you can put a fucking piece of paper in an envelope.
And with high confidence.
With high confidence, day after tomorrow, it's going to get to your aunt's house or whatever. But remember I sold my jeans to that movie director?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Quads are too big.
But my quads were too big for these jeans. They're new with tags. I know. I just tried them on. They didn't fit, but I bought them on final sale. Sold them to a guy. It's a Frenchman that directs movies. I come in. I think it might have been after.
Fast movie? Did you do a fast movie?
Yeah, he did. He did Fast X. He did the remake of the NeverEnding. Oh, no. He did the Edward Norton Hulk. No, okay. It might have been the Eric Bana Hulk. He did one of those. Mm-hmm. I come downstairs from watching doing the podcast the other night. My girlfriend's watching this random movie and I kind of get into it. And I think it's from like the early 2000s.
Okay.
It's a Mark Ruffalo movie. It's about magic. It's about magicians. Do you know this one? Now You See Me.
Yes. Isn't that, they're con artists, they're, right?
Yes.
They're
like, they're magicians, but yes. Yeah. So she's watching it and I'm get kind of into it. Woody's there. Woody's being
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes. He's always going to be Mark Zuckerberg, which.
Yes, he is. But I'm just saying, he's one of the characters.
Dave Franco, Isla Fisher. They're all there.
Morgan Freeman in his.
Yes. He's there. Also that super hot French chick from the, from Inglourious Bastards. Shoshana.
Yeah.
She could barely speak English, but it's like, who cares? Like, put her in the movie.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Oh, my God. So anyway, she's watching that, and I sit down, I get into it with her, and we're watching it, and the movie ends, and it says, and then it's like, rolling the credits, and it's like, directed by Louis Leterrier. And I'm like, that guy bought my jeans.
Yeah.
He owns my jeans.
Greatness.
So speaking of that, so what's old is new. So the 90s are now considered vintage. So on that same website where I sold that movie director.
You have the JNCO jeans now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those are hot. Actually, kids do wear those, Ed. Those
really?
Those are back, 100%. Jeans? You know what else is back? You remember True Religion?
Yes.
Okay, the super cheesy, like embroidered, like laughable blue jeans from the late 90s, early 2000s, those are back.
I saw a local teen wearing those.
Yeah, those are back.
I also know some color on this kid, and so I just, it kind of tracked with him. I didn't realize it was like a standard thing.
And they're $200-something, and kids wear them and buy them. You know what else is back? None of these things were ever here. They were just around, and now they're back, but they're like, and they're more popular. You know, Affliction?
Affliction gear?
Which is what, like, UFC guys... You know, and it's got like cool like rhinestones and shit on it. That's back. So the 90s are back. So on this website where I sell my old clothes.
Ed Hardy back?
Yeah, Ed Hardy's back. Oh, Ed Hardy's way back, Ed.
Really?
Yes. My daughter has a pair of Ed Hardy sweatpants that were like $100-something. And on the first wear, she got nail polish on the fucking pocket. And I had to go into full, I got out a toothbrush. I was scrubbing them. I mean, these are expensive garments.
Helpful hints from Hillary's.
Yes. And you know what? I got that shit out. Somebody's like, use isopropyl alcohol. It worked. So I sold my old snowboarding jacket from the 90s on the same website that I sold this, the jeans to that movie director.
Did Froggy buy that as well?
No, I wish. I do often Google the people that buy my stuff. Don't be weird about it. So I'm like, oh man, this is actually, and as soon as I sell something, I'm like, this is kind of cool. Do I really want to get rid of it? But in this case, I'm a little too muscular for this jacket. I can't wear it anymore. Mm. So I ship it off. I send it off to the guy. That was on like February 13th. And it's some dude in Seattle. As of today, which is March 4th, USPS says moving through network in transit to next facility as of February 25th. It's lost in the fucking mail, Ed.
Well, you know what's happening.
Trump's America. Oh, the border? Somebody, is it the border?
No, I think somebody fucked that jacket.
Yes. So it's a beautiful 90s Quicksilver jacket. It's very soft. Somebody saw it and they started rubbing their dick and balls all over it, didn't they?
Yeah. Somebody fucked the jacket.
It has a nice smell. I was smelling it as I was wrapping it up.
Now it smells like something else.
That's a really good point. That is, I think you're onto something. It was too good. It's like when back in the day when people would ship each other weed, you know, and the package would show up and the mailman would just be smiling and be like, here's your package, sans weed, you know, and who are you going to tell? Oh, hey, I didn't get my weed. You can't complain to the postmaster. Same thing, but with my jacket, my sex jacket.
That magical day in middle school where they delivered my next door neighbor's penthouse.
Oh, fuck.
And that came
in that black wrapper.
In the black wrapper, but the sealed plastic bag.
Oh, I know it.
And after, I don't know, a couple weeks, my guilt took over and I gave the penthouse, I put it in his mailbox, but it had no wrapper and it had been well read.
Do you think he called and complained and was like, because this happened.
I would have been, it's a monthly, right? It was a monthly. Yeah. So you're pissed. You missed that October or whatever it was. But
I would call.
I went to work on it and then I just put it in the mailbox without the plastic bag.
You're a good guy. I'll be honest. Penthouse. That might be the goat.
Filthy.
Yeah. It might be the goat of skin rags. Cause it was so filthy, but it wasn't like European filthy. It was American filthy, which is perfect.
Right.
You know, it was a perfect. I would complain one time. I recall one time I was staying in a hotel with a partner and this is pre laptop porno. This is back when, if you're in a hotel, you had to click on the remote.
Sure.
And you had
10 minutes until it started charging you?
Yeah. And well, so I know I went for it. I just paid for it. But now here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can pay like $9.99 and you get a movie and you can watch it one time. Or this is, and people of a different generation won't know about this. Or you could pay like $24.99.
It's a bonanza of porn.
Yeah, it would play a 24-hour loop on that channel, so there could just be porno on all the time. And I paid that $24.99, and then we went down to the pool. We watched, maybe we watched a little, checked it out for a while, and then we went down to the pool and came back, and my fucking porno wasn't playing anymore, Ed.
No, it's a tough conversation to have at the front
desk.
But
I did it. I picked up that phone. And I dialed the front desk at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I called downstairs and I said the name, whatever the name, Dirty Filthy Sluts Part 2 or whatever it was called.
Cum Guzzler.
Yes, exactly. I called downstairs and I'm like, excuse me. And they kind of like gave me a hard time because I think they're like, people try to scam it. And I'm like, no, you can check. I paid for this at 10 a.m. And here it's 2 o'clock. It's supposed to play till 10 a.m. tomorrow. So like,
I wasn't feeling a bit peckish with my porn.
Right.
I,
right.
Yeah, I was ravenous.
I'm planning to use it. So here we go.
24 hours of porn.
Get it back on. Okay, let's talk about who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Very sad. And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update. Tragic update. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Yep. Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, who died?
Big one this week. The great Richard Lewis, 76 years old. I don't know if you're current with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Last night's episode.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I won't give anything away.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Yeah.
And knowing what you know, because he just died, and you look at him and you're like, Jesus, he really doesn't look well.
No, he looks bad.
And he's got a couple funny scenes. Like, he's funny in it.
Yeah.
But man, he seems like he's knocking on death's door. Like he hadn't been healthy the last few years.
Yeah, he was in the episode where Larry hits the deaf guy with the golf ball, and he was looking pretty bad in that episode. And I read that Larry David and Richard Lewis were born 3 days apart.
Yep. They're same hospital.
Yeah. Same hospital, same age. And I mean, they couldn't have looked more different in this season. So RIP Richard Lewis, who I recall, did he not have a sitcom with Jamie Lee Curtis?
I believe it was called Anything But Love.
Yes. And he had the big shoulder pads on.
Sure. Mullet.
Yes. That was his heyday.
Yeah. He was very popular. Like Tonight Show, yes. With Johnny Carson. Yep. He was a big deal. This last stretch of his career, he's known for Curb, and he's had some many great moments with Larry David.
Absolutely.
But yeah, he was a big deal in like the late 80s.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. Big, big time. Back when there were like six comics. Now there's hundreds. But right. back in the day, there weren't that many. And he was one of them. R.I.P. Richard Lewis.
R.I.P. Yep. Mark Dodson, RIP, he was a voice actor. He did Jabba the Hutt's little creepy pet that was on his shoulders, Crumb.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb. Yeah, the great Salacious
Crumb.
And
he did many of the Gremlins, 64 years old.
Oh, RIP. Wow, that's pretty young. So that means he was doing the Gremlins like in his early 30s?
No, Gremlins? Gremlins was... that was 40 years
40,
ago.
40 in his 20s? He was doing Gremlins?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do. If you ever, and I'm sure this guy, Mark Dodson, was a great guy, but these voice actors, they're a strange bunch. If you just look up like pictures of voice actors on the red carpet and like the way they dress and
how about Bart Simpson?
Just yes.
Seeing her interviewed. Yeah. She's very creepy.
Yes. Very creepy. The voice actors, they're like, a different breed.
They're rarely Hank Azaria that has other things going on.
Yeah.
They're usually like creepy.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Michelle the other day and I was thinking, I forget, like Toy Story came up and I was thinking, if Tom Hanks, delightful, but once he and Tim Allen got those big voiceover gigs, now every movie, it's just like actors that you already know. It used to be this whole universe. Like, well, I don't know anyone who was in The Lion King, the original, or Beauty and the Beast, but they were like, they had a whole career with big movies and they were just voiceover people. And then you get Tom Hanks and it's like, oh, now we can just use Channing Tatum and use this person. And like the voiceover people, they're marginalized.
Oh, big time. Yeah. And it's like Cameron Diaz goes in and does 3 days of work and gets $6 million to voice a part. And it's just a completely different world where, you know, you might have known, you know, Mel Blanc or a few of the names, but for the most part, these guys, you just knew by their voices.
Yeah, it's anyway. Yeah. R.I.P. Mark Dodson.
Yep.
RP Chris Mortensen, 72 NFL beat reporter. The last few years he wasn't looking well. Like they'd crowbar him into like little segments, but I think he had some cancer issues. He was not looking good.
Yeah, I think he actually announced like he stepped away to deal with his cancer a while back. RIP Mort.
RIP to a guy I had lots of his baseball cards.
Yep.
UL Washington, former Kansas City Royal shortstop who always played with a toothpick in his mouth. Crazy. 70 cancer. He was pretty badass. He just looked cool out there.
He did. And the toothpick, like my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Amble, he ran with a toothpick 24/7. He also could set your watch to his bowl cut, but he had this toothpick going all day long. He had a little box of toothpicks in his desk, and it was very much a thing having a toothpick. A guy would have a toothpick.
Toothpicks like had a run. They like did. It was like wide whale cords. There was an era where toothpicks were just in people's mouths. Sometimes toothpicks with wide whale cords. You never knew.
Yes. Man, I remember my mom. She bought me a pair of wide whale cords. I was probably in elementary school. And I'm like, what the fuck what am I going to do with these? And
you're walking.
And she's like, oh, you're going to wear those to school. And I'm like, I'm not fucking wearing these. And she's like, what? No, they're cool. And I'm like, Mom. Get the fuck out. Like, you already buy me clothes from Mervyn's, which is bad enough. Where did these pants come from? And she's like, no, they're great. And it was like, now these days I would totally rock some wide whales if I had them.
It's tough when you're like 10.
Yeah. And
I had the same thing. Like one time my mom was just like, she went to get like back to school clothes and she got me wide whale cords and like a turtleneck. I was like, what am I going to be, a 70s college professor? What am I doing?
Yeah, it's so bad. Yeah, moms just didn't get, you know, and I've always been in tune with my kids to like what they want to wear, you know, within reason. And my parents just did not give a fuck about what, like,
same.
They didn't give a shit about what I wanted to look like. They're just like, here's your clothes.
I've never like fought my way into my kids' fashion. Like, over my dead body, you're going to wear something you want to wear.
Yeah,
like, exactly. I don't care.
So weird. Yeah, it's such a different generation.
But I'll tell you what's great is in Hoboken from middle school onward is uniforms, even for the public high school. And it's great. There's no choice. And then like in their free time.
Yeah.
One son wears every sports shirt and jersey, and the other one wears like Metallica t-shirts.
So easy.
It's like, it's so easy.
Yeah, that's nice. That's perfect.
RIP Andy Russell, 2-time Super Bowl champ, outside linebacker with the Steelers, 82 years old. Like, so it was Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, and this guy, Andy Russell.
Yeah. Nice long run for a guy that used to put his head into other guys' heads a lot.
I'm pretty sure just about all of his teammates have either killed themselves or died.
Yes, I know.
RIP Michael Jones, aka WWE's Virgil, 61 years old. He was a Million Dollar Man's guy, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a weird setup.
Was he supposed to be his like butler?
Because Million Dollar Man, his gimmick was that he was rich as fuck. And he would like win a match, or he would just, I don't even know if there was a match happening, but he would just show up with money, and he would rock a tuxedo because he was so fucking rich. Ted DiBiase, he would rock a sleeveless tuxedo to show off his guns. And Virgil was like his manservant. Which was always weird to me because I'm like, how come Virgil doesn't get to wrestle? He just hangs out. And he's not a manager because like Mr. Fuji, of course, or of course, there was also the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Those guys were managers. That was their gig. They would talk for the guy. But Ted DiBiase
was like his valet.
It was like his manservant. Now, I will say this. It was kind of nice when the Iron Sheik was around because on his Twitter, there was two things he hated. Hulk Hogan, of course. And Virgil, he would always say, and also fuck the Virgil. He hated Virgil's guts, which was great and funny. But also Virgil, only 61.
And then I'd like you to hazard a guess on what year Ted DiBiase lived till.
Oh, he's alive.
I was shocked. I just looked now. I was like, oh, so DiBiase must have kicked off this mortal coil 20 years ago. He's alive and he's 70.
Yeah. So what? Yeah.
So he was like 30 when we were watching him?
Yes. Well, and Virgil was in his 20s.
That's insane.
I thought in 1987, I would have guessed Ted DiBiase was like 51, 52 years old.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And the only reason I happen to know Ted DiBiase is still alive is because I watched the documentary on him on Prime. Because if I see a documentary about a wrestler, I'm probably going to watch it. And you'll be happy to know he found the Lord.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah. I did see somebody that I'm aware exists, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. There's a big wrestler named Sting who just retired.
Oh, I know Sting.
I saw some clips. So it happened last night, and I saw some clips of grown men just crying and clapping during the final appearance last night.
Sting retired. He was a wrestler when we were kids. He's been wrestling this whole time? Who else died?
The final one, very sad. 5 months after her husband, Tim, Stacey Wakefield died. She was 57. She had cancer, and I thought we should bring it up because, you know, just a reminder that Curt Schilling's a piece of shit, and he broke this story when the family didn't want to know that.
Yeah, he didn't want it known. He told the world just that they both had cancer just because no one would ever go have dinner with him because he's such a piece of shit.
Yeah. So fuck Curt Schilling and very sad for the Wakefields. Yes, hopefully their kids are well looked after, but awful.
Yeah. Hopefully they can kick Curt Schilling in the dick.
Like hopefully there's a revenge movie where the kids go come back to kill Curt Schilling, like a Kill Bill situation.
Oh, I would love Curt. That would be amazing. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
What a voice. The great rights of Bill. A beautiful singing voice that man has. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
There's a new collegiate summer baseball team. They're called the Danville Dairy Daddies.
I mean, and this is in Connecticut, I think, right?
I believe Danville's in Connecticut. Yeah. And they're going heavy with the milk tie-ins.
I mean, Dairy Daddy. They're basically saying our players or mascot, as it were,
money shot
makes a lot of cum. Yeah. Yeah. Right. We got some real decorators in our lineup, a la Peter North.
Loads.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be dropping big loads. Danville Otterbots move over. There's a new baseball team joining the Old North State League. I feel like there's a movie script here somewhere. Now introducing the Danville Dairy Daddies. So much alliteration. You know who hates alliteration is Jay Stu. And look,
Jay Stu.
He hates alliteration, but sometimes it can be kind of nice. Like in this case, Danville Dairy Daddies. That's nice. The second of the summer baseball teams on the south side. Well, they have two minor league teams.
No, this is North Carolina, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. It's big. They love ball down there. And utterly, get it, Ed? Undeniably legendary. Yeah. A lot of puns. Take on America's pastime. I know, I fucked up the page. Oh, my God. Wait. I got to accept the cookies. I've already forgotten what our official team was, because we had an official team that was in Pennsylvania that had a cool name.
Okay, I have. Well, there's some fucking minor league or summer league. There's so many good mascots and logos. Like, they don't go with the bullshit Wildcats and shit like that. I'm looking at the teams in this Old North State League.
Yeah.
We got the Clayton Clovers, and it looks like a Shamrock swinging a bat with a real scowl on his face.
That's a good one. Are you kidding?
Wake Forest Fungo.
Well, that's, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Look,
it's a juiced bat.
That's a piece of equipment.
Joey Bell. That's like the Nets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it would be like being called the Dildos or something. No, fuck the Fungos.
Oak City Gliders, it looks like a plane with buck teeth.
That's the kind of plane that crashes. Get the fuck out of here with the glider. Yeah.
The High Point Hush Puppies.
Oh, that's a kind of fish, right?
It's a dog. It's a dog here.
Okay, yeah.
The Reedsville Luckies, and I'm pretty sure that logo is the Lucky Strike logo, except it's holding a bat with a scowl.
That's pretty good. And
it's Carolina, that's where the eaters are.
Yeah.
Reedsville Luckies. It looks like a Lucky Strike.
Beautiful.
Then you got the Lexington Flying Pigs, like a kind of a, not even a scowl, like a grimacing pig, big fat pig wearing a bomber. Look,
they do grow a lot of hogs down there. That's like Hog Central, the Carolinas.
Hendersonville Honey Crisps. It's an evil looking apple holding a bat.
What did you rate Honey Crisp in your cereal book, 1001 Cereals, Ed?
The cereal Honey Crisp is one of the worst.
Yeah, it's got
It's awesome. Cardboard. It's like, it's horrible nutrition wise, but it's also, if you're going to fuck yourself nutrition wise, it better be delicious, and it tastes like cardboard and kind of flat taste. It's not good.
Now, been a while since I read your cereal book, but I have to assume that the lowest ranked cereal had to be Grape Nuts, correct?
No.
What?
But I haven't had it in many years.
It turns to cement in the bowl. Neither have I, but I still have the PTSD.
There's some bad ones. I just remember there's kind of a satisfying first few crunches before, but you have to eat that thing in like 12 seconds or it becomes cement.
That's most cereals. Yeah. Okay. Is that all the teams?
There's two more. Okay. Lenore Legends, which it looks like a screaming silverback gorilla.
I actually know Lenore because of the great Tom Segura as he went to the college, Lenore Ryan University in North Carolina. Yeah.
And finally, the Pineville Porcupines.
That's pretty good. Except it's a little too on the nose. Pine, porcupine. It's like a little too perfect.
It is.
I'm with the daddies. The
logo looks pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not doing all of them, but those were only two of the four divisions, but that's enough.
Well, I like the Dairy Daddies just because of the implication that they're going to jizz all over you on the field. So good for them. Great marketing.
Speaking of good for so-and-so, good for former wide receiver Braylon Edwards. He saved an 80-year-old man's life during an attack in the YMCA locker room. Apparently, somebody was about to smash the back of his skull into a sink, and Edwards saved him. 80-year-old man.
What the fuck is going on? I mean, unfortunately, you do a YMCA, and most gyms, look, we discussed it here. The guy at my gym this is a more expensive gym than the YMCA. This is a guy at my gym that was mayonnaising bread on the counter next to where people wash their hands and their balls and stuff.
Yeah, it smells
with a pie spatula. So the crazy shit goes on in gym bathrooms. So this was probably a crazy person, right?
It was like apparently like a 25-year-old man was trying to murk an 80-year-old. Now, listen, 80-year-olds can be pretty fucking annoying, but you're not supposed to murder them.
This is the one catch that Braylon Edwards was able to make. wasn't he a notorious ball dropper?
He was a bust from Michigan.
Yes.
And he was a Jet and a Brown. Yeah. He was not good.
Has there ever been anybody good from Michigan?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson was pretty good on the Lions. I'll give him that.
Fair.
That's it.
If you say
but
so.
Fuck all of them.
Yeah. Well, good for Braylon Edwards, though. That's nice of him.
Yeah. Nice of him. Tyreek Hill was sued by a model who claims the Dolphins wide receiver broke her leg. He is ahead of schedule in the. He's pretty much. Wait, who's the guy who got perfect?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he's browning himself right here.
Wait, when I saw this headline, broke her leg, I assume he was diving for a ball in the corner of the end zone and she was standing there taking a promotional picture and he landed and like nicked her tibia or something. That's how he broke her leg?
No, I believe she, he charged into her violently and with great force. After he became angry, embarrassed and angry, she,
Tyreek Hill's lawyer denied allegations the Miami Dolphins wide receiver broke a social media influencer's leg as she took part in a football drill at Hill's home last year. What?
This feels like Antonio Brownish. Like he doesn't know that there's an off switch and you're with a model.
Yeah, and also, remember he had that weird fire at his house? Look, things are not going well for Tyreek Hill.
Does it feel like I remember when he was at Oklahoma State, he tuned up his girlfriend, that's got kicked off the team. Yes. There are rumors, but nothing substantiated that he broke his son's arm when he was on the Chiefs. He was that good, and the Chiefs were fine to let him go.
Hall claims that Hill became embarrassed and angry and that he insisted they do the drill in opposite positions. The second rep was apparently interrupted by a puppy, according to Hall, and the third rep saw her hold her own. So she was doing like a blocking drill with him, and he couldn't get around her. He couldn't get the edge on her, and he got mad.
Broke her leg.
So he broke her leg. What a piece of shit this guy is.
Yeah. He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
I don't ever know how to pronounce this guy's name. NASCAR champ Joey Logano.
Logano.
Yeah. He was caught cheating with illegal web gloves. Web gloves to drive a car? Is he swimming? What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here? This is something I need to know about. Because we should have our official NASCAR correspondent Dolomite D here to explain what's going on here, but apparently he's busy assaulting my name on my own after show, was what I've just learned on Twitter.
That's not cool. No. Also not cool watching NASCAR.
Of course. I don't get it. NASCAR ran in, I think, Vegas this weekend. I have some friends there, and they went to the race, and I was watching their Instagram stories. I mean, it looked like there was like 60 people. I mean, you remember NASCAR used to be so big, hundreds of thousands.
Like when we were in college, it was the growing sport that was going to take over everything.
Jeff Gordon, all those guys.
Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. The auto racing champion Joey Logano received a cheating violation for using an illegally modified racing glove with webbed fingers that was clearly against NASCAR's rules.
Why would that be against the rules?
At a press conference in Las Vegas on Saturday, NASCAR officials displayed the glove they had
recovered. So like a Donnie Cochran situation.
Yes, had recovered from Logano's car during a random check at the Atlanta Motor Speedway a week earlier. Logano used the glove at the time trials in Atlanta last weekend when he qualified second. He was hit with a string of penalties. What's the deal? Brad Moran, NASCAR's Cup Series director, explained that all racing gloves must meet safety standards and cannot be modified in any way. SFI does not approve any glove with any webbing. Then held up the confiscated illegal glove, fanning out the fingers so as to clearly display the added webbing between them. As you can see, the entire glove is webbed.
But why would that give you an advantage for driving a steering wheel?
I'm going to tell you right now. The glove constitutes a cheating violation because the webbing allows drivers to block more air from the car, reducing drag from the window opening. But officials were concerned about the safety threat. So what? They just hang their hand out the window?
Like me on a nice summer day where I just got the hand out the window. What? How could it give a car that much of an advantage?
I don't know. Especially because these are stock cars. They're not, these aren't like Formula One where ounces make a difference.
Is this, are they like giant Mickey Mouse size gloves?
That would
like,
be funny. Is
it? That would be pretty good if it was a webbed Mickey Mouse glove.
I put the glove on, Logano said. I didn't build the glove or make it on my own. I can't sew. We had conversations about it, he said, adding that no one from his team made him wear the glove. Well, of course, no one thinks he made it, but he's the guy that's sticking his hand out the window.
That's a pretty dumb and hilarious argument. Well, I can't sew, so there, obviously I didn't cheat. That's like, well, I don't even know how to manufacture a knife.
I know.
So how can I have stabbed him? Exactly. Like, what?
Exactly.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't pack my own shotgun shells. How did you expect me to pull the trigger? It's now I'm just looking at like there's a little video. And remember NASCAR, the cars used to be like Budweiser, Coca-Cola, Walmart. Now they're like Ted's Auto Parts Emporium and something called Cheddar.
It's like Chico's Bail Bonds.
Yes, it's that level. It's very sad what's happened to NASCAR. All right.
Yeah, I remember. Wasn't Jeff Gordon tied?
Yeah, no, he was DuPont.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was probably tied sometimes.
What a wonderful chemical company.
Yes, exactly. But like, look, I can't even recognize, like, I don't see fucking Pennzoil or Valvoline or any of the biggies anymore. It's just all like weird logos. Very sad what's happened to NASCAR.
Kevin Garnett accuses LeBron James of doping. He's on that new shit, I believe he said.
Well, of course he is.
Like, and people are like talking heads are like, do you think there's truth to that? Like, I saw a stat of the amount of points he scored in his 21st season versus other people. Like Garnett in his 21st season scored like 170 points.
Yeah.
Like a Dirk, 120 points. Like by that, at that many games, like you're not scoring big points.
Yeah, they're better at making you younger for longer these days. Like, why wouldn't he do that? Of course he would do that, and anybody would. I like, remember when the steroid era of baseball was happening, and they were like interviewing all these fucking cranky old timers like Willie Mays, and they're like, we did it the right way, and Mickey Mantle might have been dead by then, but it was somebody like that was like, well, they didn't have that shit because we probably would have done it. It wasn't invented. You know, we didn't.
I remember seeing an interview when, like, probably around the time that Bonds and everything and McGuire.
Yeah.
And Andy Van Slyke was like, I just missed that window.
Yes.
I definitely would have done it.
Of course. And especially, and then they tried to, back then they were like, oh, Lyle Alzado got brain cancer. And that's just, it just happened that he got brain cancer. There's negligible health benefits at best. And even if there are health benefits, it's fucking their choice to have health outcomes that are negative.
The only thing that you just have to put every era in its own context. Baseball, like football, people didn't care as much because both sides were getting big.
Yeah.
The problem is like the size of Mark McGuire, the fences should have been 700 feet. Like that was the difference that people like cherish their old records.
Yeah.
And you just, it like baseball is a stats thing. Yeah. And so it just fucked up. So you just have to say
it's eras.
This decade, this is what 500 home runs means.
Yep. Yes.
This decade, this is what it means.
And whatever it means fuck Bob Costas. As long as we can all agree fuck Bob Costas, then we're fine.
Remember his shitty eye during the Winter Olympics that year?
Yeah, he got pink eye because he was eating ass like Paul in Tucson. He was eating ass. He tried to be on TV and everyone's like, come on, Bob. And then didn't it spread to his other eye or something?
Yeah, it was like... He still did like three nightly broadcasts, and finally they're like,
"Come on,
right, fuck, we're putting Lester Holt on there, or somebody, you know, whatever."
Puerto Rico,
yeah.
But fuck Kevin Garnett. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, also,
Kevin Garnett is just bitter. He's a dickhead.
Yes,
fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck the Celtics. Fuck Bill Simmons.
NC State swimmer Owen Lloyd was stripped of his ACC title for celebrating with a teammate while the race was still going on. That's so stupid. The only time I could say if the guy in the lane next to him, he's like climbing over the lane while the guy's still racing and he's trying to get for third place. But if some dipshit is coming in eighth place and he's like 7 seconds behind, You're not allowed to celebrate?
Of course. Yeah.
Like it, if it fucks up for a second or third, maybe you could say, well, you're not allowed to do that, but...
How about, speaking of doping, how about my guy Usain Bolt? Usain Bolt was celebrating 30 yards into the race. He was so much faster than everybody else.
That was so awesome. Yes. He was like high stepping and joking around, and it was, he still like broke the world record.
Let him have it. Nobody's said that. Look, the eighth place guy is just fucking happy to be there. He just wants to be able to say he was on the team. He doesn't give a fuck. His feelings aren't hurt. Nobody gives a shit. Let these guys.
His feelings aren't hurt because his head's in the water. He doesn't even know what's happening.
He doesn't even know. What place did I get? Eighth? Okay.
Cool.
Get the fuck out of here.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson commuted the sentence for Andy Reid's goon son, Britt.
I saw this on the crawl. What's the. Explain this to me.
So, as far as I know, the little girl that had permanent brain damage, that's still permanent, but Andy Reid's son. Well, Andy Reid won the Super Bowl, so, you know, his dad is good at coaching.
Yeah, and this is Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah. Is this guy about to, like, term out? Missouri Governor Mike Parson's commutation of, the pop-ups. Oh, I don't have a subscription to the Kansas City Star, so I can't fucking read it.
I'm not sure you want that subscription. Yeah, no, but it's just... Yeah. And like you, it's always a huge red flag when you get bipartisan criticism.
Yeah. It's always
like,
bad.
Both sides are like, are you fucking kidding me? This guy like badly damaged the little girl's brain.
That's and his other kid OD'd. Like they got some issues.
Well, there were several arrests before this one, but this one actually like really fucked up a kid.
Aren't they? I believe
it was like Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it was. It was like a couple days before the game. Also, I believe the Reeds are staunch Mormons. LDSs. I'm not positive they probably, that.
Maybe they're thinking, well, you have 14 kids, so
should I ask my contacts, Elder Madison and what are their names? Elder Cameron Madsen and Elder Dallin Johnson, Ed? Because they've been texting me, so I could ask them if the Reeds are
the elders.
If the Reeds are in their ward.
Yeah. Well, fuck Britt Reed.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Andy Reed.
Fuck that governor. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck the state of Missouri.
Yeah, I believe the ACLU strongly recommended nobody travels to that state.
Yeah, well why would anyone go there?
People of color.
Of course not.
Very, very dangerous for you to be there.
Stay out of Missouri.
Cristiano Ronaldo hit with a suspension and fines for rubbing rivals' merch on his junk.
Oh, you can't see when you take the Saudi money.
Yeah.
You got to adhere to the Saudi rules.
You have to
rules.
Pretend you don't have genitals.
Yeah. And you can't. And look, this Cristiano Ronaldo, he shares his genitals all over the world.
He sure does.
He's a real genital rubber.
Although he probably didn't share it with the person who made that statue because they did a really shitty job on his statue that time.
Yeah. That was a weird. Look, statues. Ed, there was this guy, Michelangelo. He was a painter.
David was beautiful.
He was a sculptor. And he did this one, I think it's of Moses parting the Red Seas. And he's like pointing one way. And on his forearm, you can see one like part of the muscle flexing, and it only flexes when your pinky finger is extended, and his pinky finger is extended. He had such a vision of anatomy, and he would say that the sculpture is already in the granite. He just reveals it. It just comes out, and there it is. And this was
that's a pretty good flex.
Yeah,
because. You're just saying, no, I'm just incredible at this, but it's the granite talking.
Yeah, it's just there. I'm just letting it out. And this guy was fucking amazing. And this was like 4,000 years ago or however long.
They didn't have photographs. So he would take sketches and then do it.
He would take sketches. He would fucking examine dead bodies. He would like, he did his fucking homework. Here we are. 2024, where we have fucking CAD drawings, where we have 3D printers, Ed. It's fucking wizardry. It's witchcraft. We have CNC machine, computer controlled machines that can make anything you want, and you still get a Magic Johnson statue that looks like Danny Glover. Like, what is with bronze? Get me shit out of bronze.
That Ronaldo statue is one of the worst things ever.
Horrible.
Nothing worse. Jason Stewart's favorite show. You ever see the I Love Lucy statue?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's the eyes.
The worst statue of all time.
They do a weird thing with the eyes. I don't know what. Well, how are they not better at it? It's 2024. They should be perfect. Fucking this. Michelangelo was there. He was fucking. Who was even sharpening the tools? They were perfect. The toes were exactly the toes. Like the fingers. They can't even make hands these days. It's ridiculous.
So I listened to a book when I was riding my bike in the fall. It was Da Vinci, and it talked about, like he studied anatomy and shit like that. When he was making a painting, like the amount of work he went into it, and also he loved having sex with men. So he really studied dudes.
Oh, I bet he did.
But there was a whole science to it. You can't just hire some local yokel to make a statue.
No. You need the fucking best.
They need to be like well studied.
Best of the best. Top fucking Rhode Island School of Design. I don't know. Something better than what we got.
And a very realistic statue, the Jopa statue. Oh, they had to tear it down. That one actually looked like him because he looked like a ghoul.
Very sad.
And then, of course, those hayseeds from State College wanted him to put the statue back. Well, they're like,
guy got a raw deal, Ed. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know a man could rape another man.
Yeah. Wow. Philadelphia Phillies have discontinued Dollar Dog Night. Thousands have signed a petition to demanding it return.
Are you kidding me? These cheap fucks. I mean... Look, you're in the
Philly, it wasn't about being cheap. It was, Philly people.
Yeah,
you get in a fight in the crowd.
They're throwing
you get in a fight in a crowd, and it's a $7 dog. You're not tossing that at somebody.
Yeah.
Dollar dog, you're like, fuck this.
But look, how much damage? It's not like they're.
And it's not going to hurt.
It's not like a schooner glass. You know,
even a well done, crispy fried dog is still not going to injure someone.
What's it going to do? Just, I mean, let these guys live. And also, it's Philly. You know, like this is how they live down there.
Right.
They're throwing food at each other. Yeah, they're feral. People. They're wild types there in Philly. Let them live. Let them have their
cheap dogs.
I mean, if there was dollar dogs, I'd be at that all. I'd get three dogs every game.
When I took my son to, like, it was like late summer and we had nothing going on. School hadn't started. And I was like, all right, I'll take you to a Phillies game. Like, I don't know, some random team.
Yeah.
And they randomly were having Christmas in August.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, do you want a picture with Santa? And yes. I was like, me? No, yes. I don't want a picture with Santa. And then and I was like, said to my son, he's like, it's like 90 degrees. I don't want to sit on Santa's lap.
It's kind of funny. This is the same Santa that they booed and pelted with snowballs when he was at the Eagles game.
That's the thing. He probably refused. And they're like, we'll hit you again. You better pose with these kids.
Yeah, exactly. Or else the battery filled snowballs are coming again, old man.
But they didn't even know, like, Christmas in July, you hear sometimes is a thing. Christmas in August isn't a thing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. But remember, Nathan Fielder, he had that plan.
That was the best.
To hire
half price pictures.
Yeah, but Santa was a convicted felon, which is an issue.
Who had like 30 guns in his closet?
Yeah, but that's not an issue in Philly. There's nobody that's not a convicted felon in the
Marvin
city.
Harrison. Yes. Think of the gun collection he has.
Yes, he's a legend there.
A legend. Finally, at the NFL Combine, this is when they do interviews with prospective draft guys and. Texas Tech's Tyler Owens says he doesn't believe in space and other planets. Never looked up.
You're not. You can't. I mean,
you can it's have right your there. Like, yeah. I think it's crazy people don't believe in the moon landing because what's in it for everyone?
Yeah.
But at least like you can't see that with your own eyes. Like every time you look up, even around here where I really don't get a good view of the stars because of the lights from the city.
Sure.
I still see there's space up there. Well, there's something.
I believe the flat earthers, and I could be wrong. Any flat earthers in the audience, please mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com and correct me. I believe
maybe Kyrie will write into it.
I believe they say those are satellites, which I don't get. If there's no, if the earth is flat and there's no space, I don't get how they're satellites, but I'm not trying to find out either. Like,
doesn't believe in space.
Yeah, it's
space.
No, I think space is bullshit. Like, fuck space. It's too much to think about. I think
we've spent way too much time and efforts thinking about it, made way too much money on space. Yeah. I think space is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
However,
fuck space.
I'm not in denial that it exists.
Of course. It's right above us. You can look at it's right up there. The constellations.
Look up, Tyler Owens.
The Egyptians mapped that shit out. You know, like, it's been around.
Let's see his position, because a D-back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just got to read and react. But the problem is, you have to wonder about his vision. Like, if there's a deep pass, it seems like he never looks up.
Well, that's
so I worry.
But you won't, you don't have to worry about him, like, contemplating the cosmos out there. He's just doing his job. You know, he's not thinking about bigger things.
He'll be good with the next play mentality, because it doesn't seem like he has the capacity to think about the last play.
Speaking of that.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish.
Light voicemail week. Not sure. Doesn't appear that I've been called by the Mormons this week, Elder Dallin and the other one, Madison. So just got regular people.
Ballers, just finished last week's episode, about to start this week's.
This is Charles Kuralt Jr., by the way, who I love the flex of never announcing himself. He just calls up.
It is cool.
Says hi and goodbye, and I only know
he's very pleasant about it, but he keeps it. He doesn't want us to dig into the Shadow family.
Yeah, it's amazing. I only know. I wonder if he has a Google phone number or something, because on my everyone else on my Google Voice, it just says their phone number, except for Katie Shady. But I think it might be because her number's in my phone, and this dude whose business line appears. So that's the only reason I know that this is the dude with the Shadow, whose dad had a Shadow family.
Team every episode, team current episode.
That's right.
What up? A couple things, though. One, this hot girl privilege you guys were talking about.
I love
it. Undefeated.
It is.
I went to the grocery store.
Hot girl privilege.
Oh, yeah.
So what a life.
Grab something real quick for the house. And this totally fucking dime piece walks out as I'm backing out of my spot and just fucking cuts in front of me like she owns the whole fucking place, and then is mad at me that I was driving my car through the parking lot. So, hot girl privilege. Undefeated. Second, Bailey's choice. Walk up to the urinal. Mm-hmm. You got one Rory McIlroy on one side. And Justin Thomas.
Oh no. This is a problem.
What are we doing, Ed? You only got one. Love you guys.
Here we go.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Here's the problem. I don't think Ed knows who both of these guys are. He knows Rory McIlroy,
but like, not positive I could pick him out of a lineup. I've never heard of Justin Thomas. So like, you could be like, hey, you're standing next to Justin Thomas. Yeah. So I'll be like, which side? I have no idea who that is.
Justin.
So I'm picking Rory, even though
He's got the accent.
I probably would recognize him, but certainly not Justin Thomas.
I feel like Rory McIlroy, and not to get too golfy about it, but he's 5'7" and he bombs at 300 plus yards. So he's got some big dick energy.
Yeah, and I know who he is because he's one of the guys who turned down Liv, and then they merged, and it's like, fuck, you know, like, should have just got taken that bag because the powers that be don't have principles anyway.
Now, there's rumors that he's flirting with Liv now, that he's like, fuck me, okay, I'll just get the money now. Like,
wait, I thought they merged.
They merged, but they didn't. No one can explain it. It's impossible for anyone to understand,
okay.
I'm not going to try. Thank you for that, Charles Kirault Jr. Here's another one.
Brian and Ed, what's up? It's David. Hey, the old guy bracket is freaking fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Now that you read the list, but
yeah, did you get? You wait, know what?
I got it this time. Yeah. And I have a couple that I want to add to it. Like, how about Adam West as Batman?
Oh yeah, What was he? He like? Was, he was like a 51-year-old Batman. What's the big deal?
I believe he was 30.
Stop! No, come on, Ed.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Put him on there.
Or Charles Bronson and Leave Marvin.
Oh,
Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
They were 43.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda, 54, and Barney Miller.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Roy Orbison, 29 years old when I'm looking at this picture.
Oh, no, we have Roy Orbison's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had Jason Alexander, I know.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker, he's probably not going to make the list just because he's, and we had Carol O'Connor and stuff.
Yeah. Carol O'Connor's got a real chance to win. He's like in the heyday of Archie Bunker, he was like 42 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam West was 37 as Batman.
Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. We'll put it together. Okay, Bray.
Just take half of the Capitol Hill House of Representatives and Senate, throw them right in the bracket, but definitely Mitch McConnell. That dude is only 84.
Well, he is old, though.
He's a fucking corpse.
Yes.
He literally looks like he's already dead.
But 84 is pretty old.
Honestly, I would say he looks old.
He looks old, but he is old.
Yeah. I think the problem with him is he looked very similar to this 20 years
ago.
That's
true. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. I get that.
9 years old. You got to throw him in there.
Okay.
I mean, fuck, he's younger than Joe Biden. It's unbelievable. Yeah. So Mitch McConnell, I think should go in. That's just, I agree. Burt Young should be leading the pack. As far as 75 hard, Brian, I got to have a thing put in my heart, a heart monitor.
Oh, no.
Right above my heart. It's going to be underneath the skin because I've been having fainting spells
for the
last 6 years, but I've had two now in 3 months where I just black out. Just not.
Is this David?
I hope.
David.
I hope not while driving.
Yeah, David, thoughts and prayers, but also, does this have anything to do with that big ass dick of yours?
Maybe he gets an erection. All the blood drains out.
Yeah, blood rushes. Your penis is so large, as you've stated several times on the show. Your penis is so large that all the blood rushes to your dong and you faint. I mean, even if that's not true, I would go with that because I'm a the rumor guy. So just be like, I'd have this heart. I'd have this implant in my heart. It's no big deal. And people be like, oh my God, David, Ray, gate agent, Salt Lake City.
Hardest working man in show business.
For work. What's going on? Why you got the ink? I don't like to talk about it, but sometimes I get a certain thing happens and all the blood, it rushes to a certain part of my body. And I can't control, you know, it's just the way my anatomy works. I don't know. And I kind of faint. So they have to give me a heart monitor and people will do the math. They'll be like, oh my God, this Bray guy, he's got a big ass dick. That's why he had to have a surgical implant to keep him alive because his cock is so big he might die.
Right. It's like, he's like one of those Boeing jets that would get a little nose heavy. Yeah.
737 so it, Max.
Yeah, the 737 MAX needed extra equipment just to make sure it stayed regular.
Yeah, all those great guys with all those ex Air Force dudes on the board at Boeing were like, "Oh, we can't keep up with the fuel economy of these Airbuses, but what we can do is we can retrofit our 737s
with bigger engines on the same old planes.
Yeah, we'll put bigger engines and we've got to slide them forward a little bit." And they're like, "Oh, won't that fuck up the way they fly?" And they're going, "Nah, we just do a different software.
We'll put a little thing on the tail. We'll put a little thing on the tail that'll straighten it out." Yeah. Well, that's David Bray. Yeah. His dick is too big. And they're like, "We'll just put a little thing above your heart and it'll regulate everything."
Should we tell the pilots? Nah, it'll only confuse them. Don't tell the pilots. Why would we tell the pilots? Get the fuck out of here. No, Bray, our thoughts are with you. And I'm only teasing about the 75 hard thing.
Nothing. I don't remember anything. That could happen while I'm driving.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeez.
Luckily, it's happened in my bathroom, and I didn't bust my head open. And last 12 days ago at the dog park, right, almost hit my head on the curb. I mean, I'm really getting lucky. So it's definitely something going on with my heart. So they think it's a valve or something. So I got to wear this thing for a long time. So they're going to insert it. And then I'm going to ask them about 75 hearts.
Yeah.
So that thing's going in like next week. So I just had to put it off for a little bit. But
good for you, buddy.
All right, guys. I wanted to check in and tell you about that. And love you both. Take care. Yeah.
See you. Thank you.
I can't think of anything more important. Like, he's like, "Well, I just passed out in my bathroom." There's a million ways you could fuck yourself up passing out in the bathroom, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, very. No, I mean,
like, you take care of that more than anything.
Look at the great Bob Saget, who definitely wasn't murdered by a pimp in his hotel room in Florida. You know, you pass out. Bad things can happen. You pass out in the bathroom and then find your way to the bed somehow and lay yourself down perfectly. You know, it's like you never know. You got to take care of that. Speaking of 75 hard, and there's only a couple of weeks left, and everybody that's doing it, I'm so proud of everybody that participated, and I'm so stoked I did it. Ed, I went today, I had my physical today, and I did my blood work, and I'll tell you, this is so pathetic. This is every time, I got high cholesterol, I got high triglycerides, I got every kind of, like, you know, I got always have bad lipid panels when I go to the doctor. And it's like been an issue. I went to the doctor today and I've got a lady doctor. And she was like, "Yeah," she's like, "I don't know." She's like, whatever you're doing, it's working." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, your triglycerides before were like 600. 600. She's like, "Now they're like 90.
Wow.
Ed. And look, I already ate pretty healthy. And I already worked out. Now, yes, I'm working out a little, I'm working out more. I didn't add a 45 minute walk extra to every single day to my lifting program or whatever I'm doing. So yes, I'm doing more than I was doing, but really the main thing I'm doing is not drinking alcohol. And it's completely changed the trajectory of my life. In the fact that I just am suddenly much more healthy. And that's like been the one major change. And not that I'm just a heavy drinker. Some people are genetically better predisposed to metabolizing alcohol than others. And I'm learning that I'm probably not one of the better ones at it. So that's my journey.
I'm due for physical soon. So I'm hoping my body processes it better. Because
I
drink.
Well, you know, you gotta prep for the physical, Ed. You at least a month out. You got to change the numbers. Yes. You know what I do, Ed? If I see that physical on the horizon and I realize I haven't been eating and drinking how I want to drink for the blood work, I call up and I push that physical about a month back.
And, you know, it's kind of like when you would raise your hand a lot for that class participation grade at the end of the semester.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I haven't contributed once in 4 months. It's time for me to raise my hand.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you for that, David Bray. Take care of yourself. We love you here, buddy. And I was only teasing you. One quick email. You deserve the Mormons to show up your at your house with Shen Yun for that bug larva story. I'll never unsee that.
That's so gross.
I mean, the picture, I wish you wouldn't hadn't have brought it back up, Matthew Richards, because the picture was so disgusting, and now I'm seeing it again.
It was awful.
Yeah. I found vacations for both of you. Brian to Italy for the Snake Festival. Ed, go to Japan for the Naked Man Games. Snakecation. Every spring, the Italian village of Cuculo hosts the Festival of the Snake Catchers, where people carry a statue of San Domenico covered in snakes through the streets. Well, we already got to go to that Rattlesnake Roundup in
Texas.
Yeah, Taylor, Texas or something. And then seeing naked guys. After reportedly taking place for 1,000 years, this was the final year of Japan's Somen Sai Festival, otherwise known as the Naked Man Festival. The event involves a horde of dudes wearing only loincloths and socks, participating in various rituals like running through freezing water. What killed this millennium-old tradition, you ask? Not enough young people to undress and participate. Ed, no sexism was implied in my, this is about your laundry situation, how you use 37 shirts for one bike ride. In my house, we live with my wife's parents and two teenagers. We have this baller laundry setup. When the baskets are full, we dump them and run a cycle. So between the six of us, each of us has a basket, and the people that clean our house, lots of people in our house do laundry. So Edward, no sexism was implied. I need the official record updated so that no one thinks I'm a monster. P.S. If Ed lived here, he would use up all six baskets on his own with his sweaty clothes. That is from our dear friend, Matthew Richards. Matthew.
It's yes. So gross. The no, t-shirts. Disgusting.
Yes.
What I do is I don't put that in a laundry basket. I just throw it right into the washing machine. So whenever the next load goes, I've already got some of my wet t-shirts in there.
Yeah, you know what I've been doing?
I can't put that in a basket. It's like, it's crazy. It needs to go in a
bag. It needs to go in a bag. You know what I've been doing? Right. Since I don't want to do so much laundry, and I've been working out twice a day. So when I go to do my second workout, I just go back into my closet and I dig through my laundry basket for the clothes I wore the day before, including the underwear. And I just throw that shit back on and go out and do my walk again. Ed, what do you think about that? Do you like that? Is that a hygienic move on my part?
I have no problem with something like that. Oh, okay. It's just for me, my shirts
too sweaty.
They're still wet the next day. Like they just have to exist in the washing machine until I wash them. Cause it's really like I jumped in a pool wearing the shirts.
I love it.
So yes. That's why I have to go through this shit.
So many shirts.
But luckily the weather's getting a little warmer, so I can do most of my riding outside now, so I won't have to do that. It makes such a difference.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, here, let's talk about things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports.
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 Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports.
Non-sports.
Non-sports segment.
Oh. Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not actually sports related?
Student toe-licking fundraiser sparks investigation into an Oklahoma school.
So, Paul went back to school to get, he's getting a master's degree or some kind of certificate or something. Toe-licking scandal. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
The man, Jay Stew, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.